Like the bony fingers of a skeleton's hand, lightning slashed across the dark afternoon sky, grasping for a lone, wounded ship, the Doña Maria, read Mrs. Connie Wright. It was late in the afternoon as the Wright family's minivan sped along a sun-baked, narrow strip of gray highway through a wide-open desert of sand dunes and heat waves. The brown-haired, blue-eyed twins, Robert and Lindy Wright, were on vacation with their parents in the American desert southwest. Traveling with them were their three cousins, Jonathan, Kimberly, and Tim Wright. To describe the five cousins, Robert, age 16, mad scientist. Lindy, his twin sister, photographic memory. Jonathan, 17, tallest and natural leader of the cousins. Kimberly, 16, medic and mother hen. Tim, 14, a mess. If you don't remember all this, don't worry. Lindy, with her photographic memory, has already glanced at it and can remind us as we need it. The Doña Maria was a Spanish galleon, continued Mrs. Wright, a treasure ship laden with gold. She was trapped by a landslide caused by an earthquake somewhere in this desert we're driving through.
In this desert? Asked Tim. Why didn't they lose it in the ocean like everyone else?
But this was ocean, said Tim's sister Kimberly. Right, Aunt Connie?
Mrs. Wright nodded from the front passenger seat.
Yes, she said. It was once connected to the Gulf of California. See those lines on the cliffs over there to the west? Those are ancient watermarks. Hundreds of years ago, this whole desert region was underwater. Scientists believe an earthquake raised the land south of here, blocking off access to the ocean and trapping any ships located in the new inland sea.
Mom, Robert asked, does the guidebook have a map or give any clues about where the Spanish galleon is?
I wish it did, Robert's mom answered. The galleon, if it really did exist, could be anywhere in this desert. It would be neat to visit, wouldn't it?
Just think, said Tim, a Spanish treasure ship full of gold, like the Pirates of the Carrots being, and all we have to do is find it. But maybe a UFO or aliens already found it.
You and your aliens, said Kimberly. Uncle Kurt, how long until we meet our folks at the motel?
About an hour, replied Mr. Wright.
Mr. Wright had been unusually quiet ever since he'd received the phone call 30 minutes before.
Now, kids, he finally announced, while we're staying in Heberville, if any kind of emergency should come up, you're to contact Mr. Gabby Granger. He's an old friend of Grandpa's and a good friend of the family. He's lived out here in this desert for a long time.
Mrs. Wright turned to face the cousins and added,
Yes, and Grandpa says he's very level-headed and very well respected around these parts.
Okay, said the cousins. A small white speck up ahead caught Robert's eye. From the dust it kicked up, it appeared to be traveling at a high speed.
Hey, guys, look over there, he said. Look at that white pickup truck.
The cousins watched it grow closer until it disappeared behind a small hill up ahead.
Wonder where they're going in such a hurry, said Kimberly. Hope they're not having to go to the hospital or something.
Ah, sis, Tim replied. They're probably just out having fun four-wheeling.
The pickup suddenly veered onto the highway directly in front of them.
Look out! Screamed Mrs. Wright.
Mr. Wright hit the brakes and swerved to avoid smashing into the truck. Their minivan skidded to a stop less than 4 feet from the now stopped pickup.
That was a close one, exhaled Mr. Wright, his hand still firmly gripping the steering wheel. Is everybody okay?
I'm okay, said Kimberly. Thank goodness we all had our seatbelts on. Except for Tim.
Kimberly reached over and peeled her younger brother off the back of the seat in front of them.